say, man, it's your girl, it's Yaya, man, and I'm here with another podcast. So, your girl just faced her first day as a freaking senior at the University of Memphis, and today we're going to talk about people counting you out, because y'all, last week and the week before that, your girl had the mono disease, aka the kissing disease, and I ain't been kissing on nobody, and I ain't got no boo, you know, little hot girl summer of it. Just kidding, I didn't have a hot girl summer, y'all know this. But anyways, I had mono, and I was out of school, well, out of business for about 2 weeks, and the first week of school was last week, and, you know, I was at the cribbo because I could not take care of myself in this dorm, so I went home and let my mom nurture me back to health, because that's what our moms are for. But anyways, anywho, so, you know, I real deal was going through it. Like, my tonsils were swollen to the point where I couldn't breathe. I had to go to the hospital. It was just a lot going on. And I'm really happy to be here alive and well because, bro, that was, like, one of the worst viruses, one of the worst illnesses I've ever had in my life. And so, Jesus, thank you for healing your girl, because, Lord have mercy, I thought I was finna make it. But anyways, to make a long story short, I was writing professors, letting them know, hey, I'm not going to be here the first week of school. Whoop-de-doo, let you guys know, you know, I'm not faking. I'm sending in documentation. I have mono. Like, it's nothing I can, like, stop. It just is what it is at this point. Like, it's a virus. It's not like I can take antibiotics right now to get rid of the virus, because viruses don't work well with antibiotics, because antibiotics is for bacteria and virus is not a bacteria infection. So, two of my professors were great. They were like, we understand, you know, we understand what mono is, you're fine, you know, we're gonna excuse these absences. But my other professor, she told me, well, you know what, you might just want to drop out of school. I said, drop out of school, bro? Like, what? Like, I'm not finna drop out of school. Yeah, I got mono right now, and yeah, there's nothing I can do at this point, but it's just the first week of school. You're acting like it's 6 weeks in, and like it's 8 weeks in this program, and I've been gone for 8 weeks. I've just been gone for a week. I'm just gonna be gone for a week. So, anyways, I was hurt. I was like, dang, bro, like, drop out of school, bro. I can't drop out of school. Like, I'm a whole senior. I'm trying to graduate. I'm not trying to be set back another year and, like, be here longer. Like, no. So, I'm a pastor's kid, if y'all didn't know. So, I've grown up, like, faith-based. And so, like, you know, I just got into, you know, my word, man. And I was like, bro, I'm not finna drop out of school. I'm gonna get better. I believe the Lord gonna heal me. Straight up, period. And he did. Like, I was supposed to be out of school for 6 weeks, but my tonsils cleared up in a week and a half, and I feel great. Like, y'all, I couldn't talk. I couldn't eat nothing. I couldn't do nothing. Like, it was terrible, man. It was so terrible. And I just feel really blessed and really honored to just be here. Like, bro, like, it's like when you go through something like that, you, like, honestly start appreciating everything. You start appreciating the small things. You start appreciating the time you could swallow. Because, bro, I couldn't even swallow simple things like soup or tea or water. Like, I couldn't get none of that down my throat because my throat hurts so bad from the virus. But now I'm straight. I'm good. I have taste buds again. I didn't even have taste buds, y'all. Like, I have no appetite. Like, I couldn't eat. Like, I lost 10-15 pounds from it. Like, it was a lot that went on, but I'm good. I'm alive. I'm striving. So here I go again, tongue tied. With all that being said, y'all, don't let anybody count you out, because you can do anything you put your mind to. You can do anything you want to do. Yes, setbacks are going to come, but you got to overcome those obstacles and move forward. Don't let anybody count you out, because if I would have let what my professor told me hurt my feelings and get me down, I would have not, you know,
work to get better and not, you know, to prove, not to prove her wrong, but to let her know, you're not going to count me out. You're not finna tell me what I'm not finna do. I know what I'm going to do, and I know who I am and what I'm finna do in this life, in this journey. Like, bro, you're not going to stop me. So don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anybody tell you what you can and cannot do because you can. Like, no. If you know you're going to do something, go for it. Don't let them count you out. Point blank, period. Period. And just stay focused. Like, that's the whole concept. Like, whatever you're doing right now, stay focused, stay into it, do your thing. Like, don't let anybody count you out. Because they will. They're going to count you out. They're going to hate on you. They're going to tell you what you can't do. But you know what? You prove them wrong. And you do what you know you're supposed to be doing. And do right. Because they gonna do it. They gonna talk about you. They gonna do all types of stuff. But at the end of the day, don't let them count you out. Don't let them count you out. Because, I mean, whoever counted you out, they can't count. Point blank. Like, you can't count. So don't count me out. I bet you can't even count to 25. When people count you out and wait for you to fail, give them the dissatisfaction to see how God bless you to succeed. And you can do all these things that you want to do. And just go for it. Like, at the end of the day, go for it. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk. I'm being motivational. But the rest of my podcast probably won't be like this. Like, this is my fourth or fifth motivating podcast. Like, I don't know if this is my thing or something, but it ain't finna be for long because we're finna get into some real discussions after this. But yeah, for real, don't let them count you out. You got this. Stay focused. Peace.
I want to say, appreciate y'all for listening to this podcast. It's because of y'all that I still keep going. Even when I feel like giving up,
y'all listen to your girl. And I really appreciate that, man. Like, on God, bro. On God.
But not for real. Follow me on the tweet at It's Me, Yaya, ItzMeYaaA. And if you don't follow me on Instagram, it's Yaya, man. And be Breezy. Alright, let me stop playing. Bye.